Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. I mean, do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a magic wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the magic wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I've been so obsessed with my magic wand, I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago. Because now there are multiple iterations of the magic wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the magic wand rechargeable, tiny with the magic wand mini, or micro. Micro's really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure.
And even with this whole the word consensual, if you say you're down, that's consent. Now maybe deep in your heart, you're not down.
But figure that out.
I'm not a fucking mind reader. It's up to you. Like, I can't
I'm
read.
I'm speaking to a lot of women, and this is the journey that women have to go on, if you will. They don't fucking know what they want because they've just been thinking about what men want. And
say
so
no
I
then.
Think if you or what anyone else wants. And it is a path for many women just to like be like, what do I want in bed? What makes me feel the sexiest? What makes me feel good? And that comes from masturbating and taking care of yourself. But I have to convince women to masturbate
Ladies, masturbate.
They don't do it. I'm like, you have to. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and on today's show, I'm joined by the host of the All Out show on Sirius XM, Shade 45, Rude Jude. And man, we're going to get into some wild sex stories. So be prepared. Topics include having threesomes with a partner and sex workers, and how to navigate it all. A first-hand account of what it's like to use toys for the very first time. Hint, it was amazing. And how to give oral with the most enthusiasm possible. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. You're going to love our site. It's going to help you out just like this show. Also, you can find me on Sirius XM Radio. It's Monday through Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Sirius XM Stars 109. You can get a free 30-day trial at sexwithemily.com/SXM or just call in. Hey, I'm answering your questions 10 hours a week. You should be there. 888-947-8277. Find me on all social media across the board. It's at Sex with Emily. All right, guys, enjoy the show. Okay, I'm here with Rude Jude. This is a follow-up. Rude Jude Angelini.
Yeah.
He's a dear friend. We share a studio at Sirius XM. He's on 5 days a week.
Yeah. Last time I was on your show, I was talking about my girlfriend was coming in town, and we were gonna have like crazy sex, and you gave me a bunch of sex toys.
Exactly. And that was a good time.
I was really excited to use them.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you because here's what happened. I went on vacation for 2 weeks, and right before I left, I got a text from you, and it made me so happy. Hold on.
What did the text
say? This is what you said. You said, first you said my girl thinks you're beautiful. So I knew that was Saturday night, and I thought that might be an invite for a threesome for me to hang out with you guys, which it was, kind of, if I answered. But I was in a weird space doing something else that night.
What did you write back?
I said, the next day, Sunday. That's so nice to hear. Makes me feel good. It did. So then,
it's such a blow off. Like, it was just like such a blow off. That's so nice to hear. Makes me feel good. I was literally on your show talking about running a threesome.
People like us. This is why we're back.
I tried to have a threesome with you, and you fucking curbed me. That's
okay,
what
but
the fuck
can we go
happened.
Back to that? Yeah.
Yeah, listen, why did you curve me? I understand. We work in the same.
I think that's serious. Actually, I think it's in our contract that you can't have a threesome or sex with someone who is that serious. No, they don't say that. In that moment.
What if it's for content?
Let me tell you me. I wasn't in that space. I was leaving town for 2 weeks.
That's why I didn't say, do you want to have a... Well, I brought
but
up
But that
the
means when you tell me... When a man tells me...
My girl thinks you're hot.
Yeah.
She did think
Saturday
were,
night at 5:30.
She did think you were hot.
She really did. You weren't just saying that.
No.
See? It makes me feel good.
So, do you want... All right. So, after... Once you curbed me...
Yep. Then, I got a text from you. This one was a hit. Going back to bed. Just wanted to let you know we appreciated it.
I gave you, that's the one
the
that
Nova.
Looks...
The Nova. I brought you another one, and I want to know, why do you need another one? Did you leave it at the scene of the sex or something?
My girl took it with her.
Oh, she took it with
her. And I told, I was like, look, motherfucker. And I told her, I had to motherfucker her ass just to get it, like, to get her to listen to me. I was like, you use that like once a week, dude. Like, that's a once a week thing.
Why?
Because it's too good.
We're talking about the We Vibe Nova.
Yeah, We Vibe Nova.
And it's like,
Nova.
Okay, so it's the Nova... Good. It's a dual stimulation vibrator, which means it goes inside of you, it's hitting the G-spot, and then it's rubbing up against your clitoris. And you can control it with your app. Did you use it on your...
I didn't... Man, you know I'm dumb.
Well, no one would... Listen, that's a new feature, the WeConnect app, that you can actually... You could have just been laying back making dinner while she's going at it, and you could have been controlling it.
And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, too. We were super high on every fucking thing.
Right, how many drugs were you? Yeah. Because then we talked. Let me just say this. Then, okay, after that we talked. You're like, this toy was awesome. And then I said, I want to hear about it.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Well, we started Friday.
Okay.
And I put all of your toys in. You know how they got those sweater chests with the fucking cedar
armoire,
chests?
Yeah.
Is that what they're called? Armoires?
Well, does it open or is it on
no,
the floor?
It's a chest.
A chest.
Yeah, so I got a cedar chest and I put all of your shit in there. And I'm fucking on
Did you charge it already or you just put it in the boxes like it was Christmas?
I put it in the boxes. Okay. I'm dumb.
No, like you're not. Like I'm just saying. Dude, it's sex toys. Not everybody knows when they get like a pound of sex toys.
Yeah, and I usually don't use them because I'm like, dick's enough, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so fucking... I'm high as hell. Like, I got a surprise for you. I go
what are you
in
high
there,
on exactly? Just everything.
Ecstasy and acid.
Right.
Which is a pretty fuck you up combo. It's a pretty good fuck you up combo. So I'm on ecstasy and acid, and I'm like, I got a surprise for you, and I go to open up the thing, and I can't get the fucking chest open, and it's like some antique shit that I bought, and it just locked. So, and I'm in there with a fucking butter knife. I'm like a screwdriver. I can't get the fucking thing open. And it gets to this point where it's like let's not ruin our high trying to get the fucking thing open. Yeah. So I was like, we're calling a whore. So we call, I jump on Eros.com.
To open the lock?
No, to fuck.
Oh, got it. Right.
We jump on Eros and call a prostitute.
Eros?
Yep.
Okay.
.com.
I don't know it.
That's,
I've heard
I
of it, but I haven't used it. Okay, what?
I was so.
Did you just Google hooker? Like, what do you Google?
Well, I was like, I hit up John. This is how high I was. I hit up John. I was like, John, I need to find a hooker.
John gets that for you.
John's a go-get-it guy. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm like, John, I need to find a hooker. Meanwhile, he sends me some shit. I end up going to Eros. We get this thick little young girl and take her through there. It's funny, like, both, I'm 42. My girl's 35, and this 22-year-old prostitute.
Walk me through
comes
the process
through.
Of picking it out on this website.
It was really hard because, like, half the time they're not calling you back. The other half,
and it's like Saturday night at 6:30. They might be booked.
Oh no, they're not. This
let's
is
use they're what
prostitutes.
Well, okay, but is that
what do you want to call it? Call girls? Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not. I don't.
Okay, go. So they're like a. I haven't been to this site. So I'm saying you go there on the site and you're
escorts.
Like.
Is that,
escorts.
Escorts.
I think that's what they're. I'm just saying.
I don't give
what
a fuck.
What do they
fuck.
Call themselves? Like, so you go to the website. Is your girlfriend peering? Are you both
choosing? Yeah, we're both looking. Is
it like Amazon where there's like selective, like you might also like? Like, are they sorted? Like,
yeah.
If you like this woman.
No.
You,
that's
predictive.
A thing. No, it's not predictive
okay,
at all. Eros isn't that good.
Right.
So.
Wouldn't that be cool though?
It would be awesome, especially if like they right. if I call
you think
them
she's
a bunch.
Hot.
Yeah, okay. You'd love this one.
Yeah.
Or just by like geographical, like who's the closest in your area? Because usually if you want a prostitute, like you don't want to wait.
Oh, no, you don't
so
want
we,
to. Would you
we,
want yeah. You,
so we pick the Spanish escort
She was Spanish. She spoke Spanish.
No, she's some type of Latin. I don't know. She was Latin.
Latin.
Yeah, she was Latina. So we pick a Latina escort. She's like, I'll be there in 40 minutes. We're like, cool. And 40 minutes later, she's like, I'll be there in 35 minutes. We're like,
I hate that.
That
in regular life too.
We cancel her. We're like, we're good. We get another one.
Is it like Uber though? They're like, you'll still be charged for half this.
No. You know, it's they don't. You don't pay.
You don't pay unless she shows up.
You got to put the money. You put the money on the dresser.
Still just like that.
Still
I feel
old school.
You only need money right now for drugs and sex. Cash, I mean.
I know, and it's really scary.
It's weird. I was like, the only time I need cash is like I'm going to the weed store, you know?
Yeah, I keep cash all the fucking time.
That's good.
Like, yeah.
But it's weird. Isn't that weird? No, that literally, in valet. Anyway.
Yeah.
I digress.
I use cash way more than I, because it's like, I don't want people tracking my,
what the fuck
I do with my shit.
I understand.
And two, it's like, it can get to a point where someone can just shut you off.
Yeah. We don't want none of that control.
No, I don't want that.
I get it.
All right.
Okay, so back to the website. So you're going, you're looking for a girl. You're like, how about this one?
So we get another one.
She's canceled.
The next one comes and we just turn her out. Like, we turn her out.
Okay. What does that mean?
Like, we're old and know how to fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you get old, you know how to do, you learn how to do things.
Why do you say that word old? Do you feel old? I don't feel old.
I'm 42 and I'm 20. She's younger than my daughter. The prostitute that showed up was younger than my
kid. How old's your daughter?
23. Okay. And she was 22.
Got it.
I didn't ask. She told me. And I was just like, 22. Oh, you're younger than my fucking kid. Let's go. And I take her through there. And my girl takes her through
there. How does it start? She comes in. Do you offer a drink?
Yeah, yeah. They smoke some tree. We chop it up. We get comfortable. Then we're like, hey, you want to go in the room? We go in the room.
And how long until she gets there, smokes a tree, and goes to the bedroom? Like, you start making out on the couch?
No.
You're so fucked up, I know.
No, we're faded. And so we talk. We get her comfortable. And then once she's comfortable, she's like, hey, you ready to do this? We do it for a while. And then
What's the first move?
That, like, they go at each other. I'm on so many drugs that I can't even get my penis hard. And I want to talk to you about that.
I ate like four Viagras. Actually, can we just talk about this?
Are you gonna give me a?
Yeah, I don't know that I feel like I'm just not sure that it's the best thing for you that your penis has continued to malfunction and you have all these crazy sex stories, but really, like, I want your penis to work again.
Oh, it works. It works
without just having to take all the drugs. Well, is this just never going to be your path? I don't know. We've never talked about this, but in my doctor hat.
Is this a good time to talk about it?
I think so.
In the middle of about me telling you about to.
I just, part of me wants to hear it and then part of me feels sad. It's so hard. I'm so torn between like my side of wanting my bleeding heart and wanting to create really good content.
Well, here's the thing. Women can do fucking drugs and your vagina, the worst thing that happens is we just throw some lube on that shit. Like,
yeah,
guys can do drugs and like,
yeah, that's like the one thing, man, and losing your hair. What else?
Yeah,
guys,
it'll be like, boom.
Sometimes a penis isn't hard. You don't have like your period and you don't have to like
no,
give
no,
birth.
No. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
But so your penis can't get hard when you're doing a lot of drugs.
Get to give birth.
What?
The no. gift of birth.
The gift of birth.
It's the gift of, yeah.
If you choose to accept it.
Yeah, you give the gift of life.
So, okay. We're going to get back to your drug problem in a minute. But first, so the girls, they're making out.
And then they're going down on each other.
And you're just sitting there waiting for the Viagra to pop in.
And I'm eating Viagra.
Pop it.
Yeah, whatever.
Kick in.
So it doesn't work. I start going down on her, and we're going in. She's busting, and it's fucking crazy.
She's having orgasms.
Yeah, like nuts. She's having crazy orgasms.
Are you using the toys?
We couldn't get the chest open.
Chest, dude? That is just a bittersweet twist.
So here's the deal. We send her home. Afterwards, she wouldn't leave.
How long? I would probably leave. I got invited. I feel like this is my replacement. This would have been me.
You weren't. This was the day before we even hit you.
Whatever. Okay, fine.
We weren't. See, you weren't replaced by a prostitute.
Because I don't know how I'd feel about that.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I wanted to make it clear.
I just felt kind of sad. Like, is this not nothing wrong with that? But just
I wanted to make it clear that like, look, you weren't replaced by a prostitute. We called a prostitute before
on your own will, right?
Yeah.
So you called her, and then she didn't want to leave. I wouldn't want. It sounds like a good time. She's busting it. So then, how long was she there?
I don't even know. We were faded, but she was there for a while. We gave her $500
cash.
$500 cash. It was late night. You know what I mean? It's a higher end escort service.
Okay.
So, like,
were you attracted to her?
I was. She was a stick. She was a thick country girl, and I was trying to get. She was a red bone too, so she was like mixed. And I've been trying to get my girl to eat more. And
eat more pussy?
No, eat more food. And I wanted her to see like what a curvaceous woman
She's too thin for you?
Yeah. I'm like, yo, you need to eat more.
Okay.
Need to eat more.
Mm-hmm. So you wanted her to see in the flesh.
In the flesh. Like, look at hips and ass. Like, that's fucking beautiful. Like, you know, like so many women are so obsessed about being skinny, and it's just like.
I'm thin right but now. Like, I don't have that.
Yeah, but you don't got like an eating problem or no shit like that.
No, but what I'm saying is, so that's just not, you've never been attracted to women who are really skinny. So you're trying to get her actively gain weight? That's why you picked this?
No, we were both attracted to her. She was like, wow, that was really, seeing a woman that looked like that, it was really sexy. And I was like, yeah, I'm telling you, you could look like that too. She used to look like that, and she had body, she thought she was fat.
Okay.
So she went out of her way to lose all this weight, and I'm like,
Did she do it in a healthy way though? Because sometimes people need to lose weight, and it's good to get in shape and exercise.
Yeah, but I think it was also stress too, you know? It was a combination.
Right.
She started too thin for me. She was showing me old pictures of herself, and I was like, damn, you was thick as hell, girl. She was like, I used to think I was fat. I was like, no, you're thick. Oh, my goodness. I want to just give you peanut butter at all times. Like, I want you to eat peanut butter before you go to bed.
Okay, so then you have sex. She leaves.
Yeah.
And it's hot.
And then we knock out.
Protection?
I couldn't.
Skin condoms?
No. I just ate her pussy.
Oh, okay. God, you like eating pussy that much? That's awesome. You just want to eat pussy. Like, you'll just eat whatever pussy.
I like to do what I'm good at.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you feel like that was something that you...
That was a sly thing for you, why do you, Emily. I like to do what I'm good at, Emily.
I'm picking it up.
I just want to taste.
Listen, do you? Are you into me, really? Not just with your girl?
What's that?
You want to taste me?
Look. And this doesn't cheapen it. Like, you and your whole team are just fucking hot. Like, your whole squad is hot. It's mm-hmm. like you're smart. You're all smart, sexy women.
Do you see us? Oh, you met us all in the office. We'll walk around here at SiriusXM.
You're all smart, sexy women. That's kind of my deal. I don't like fucking. I don't like. Like, if I see a chick in front of a fucking step and repeat, or like that's yeah. like I don't like the I don't swipe. Like I don't like chicks with red yeah. bottoms and shit. Like, I like smart, sexy women, and that's what all of y'all are. And I'm just like, ugh. I get there and I'm just like, ugh.
I guess you come in a sex with Emily office. You don't know. You don't know what's going to happen.
No, I don't.
Dude, okay. So
the
sex,
next day.
Yeah, the next day.
So the next day, I'm like sober now. And I get these, I had bought these giant fucking metal scissors from the flea market for $40. I was like, give me your best scissors. And he breaks out like these 2 foot long scissors. And I'm like, I'll take them. And I got these giant scissors and a hammer. And I'm beating my... I went back
to the lock. This is what you did Saturday morning.
I went back to that lock now that I'm sober. And I'm like, I'm getting this motherfucker open. And I'm beating it. And I get all your sex toys out.
And I gave you a bevy of sex. I mean, that was like... you had to take 2 shopping bags out of my office.
I only took one.
One shopping bag?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So I got...
You had a few under your arm?
I left a lot at your office.
Okay.
I had picked a ton and I left a lot at your office.
Oh, okay.
I know, it sucks.
I'll bring you more.
So... I fucking so me
you
and
open it. You
me,
opened it. You got
I
it open.
I opened it, and then we got them all ready. And me and my girl are going at it. And then I get a text from another woman that I sleep with that I'm in an open relationship.
Right.
And she's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I'm sleeping with my girlfriend. We're high as hell. Do you want to come over?" She was like, "I don't know. It's late." I was like, "I'll send you an Uber and I'll give you an ounce of mushrooms if you come over right
now." You have mushrooms too?
I had them. Now she has them. So I gave her all my mushrooms and that for her to come over. And she's like, "I don't know, man. I don't know about threesomes." I said, "My girl will sit in the corner and watch me smash you."
Because your girl was tired. She didn't want to smash.
No,
you?
She just was into.
She think it's hot to watch you with your other girl that you.
Yeah, yeah, like the same. Like
it's
I don't.
It's a good arrangement.
Yeah, and like I don't care. Like I don't care. I told my girl, I was like, go suck a dick, dude. I don't care because it's like.
Does she craving to suck a dick though? I don't think that any girl's going. I want to suck a dick. I think we're thinking like I want some guy to go down on me or I want to cuddle. But do you think she's like I can't wait to go suck another dick?
I like to eat pussy.
Well, it's different for men.
Is it all right?
Yeah. I mean, I like to suck a dick, but I'm not like craving to go suck a dick. If I already have a dick with me, I'm like this dick's good.
I guess what I wanted her to do was I wanted her to feel sexy without me. I didn't want her to need me to feel sexy.
Okay, I got
So that's why I was like, go fucking, go be sexy without me. So she comes over.
Yeah, thank you.
And it's not my
More focused.
It's not my girl is tired of sleeping with me. She wanted to see me smash a chick.
Okay.
She wanted to see a girl. She wanted to see another girl like getting off.
So what happens? So this girl shows up. That's
so this girl
forever.
Shows up, and I'm like,
is it intimate when you see her? Do you kiss her? Do you?
This girl I've been smashing
for
18 years.
Wow.
Yeah. I've known her for that long.
In LA.
Yeah, she actually seduced me like 18 years ago, and we've been fucking.
So how did you manage to keep this relationship with it healthy for 18 years? That
it's always
the longest, friends with benefits or whatever you define it. You never were committed.
Never ever.
What does she do? What's her like focus in life?
She works in high end. She works at a high end clothing.
Cool. Oh, anything I know?
I'll tell you off the air.
Tell me later. Yeah. Let's not tell her. She would not like that. Okay, so she shows up.
She shows up.
And your
up.
Girlfriend's ever met her?
My girlfriend, and they smoke a joint. It's the same thing.
Dude, I said, smoking weed. Can we just talk about how great smoking weed is before sex?
Yeah, I don't even smoke it, but like it's a really good icebreaker.
It
and
is.
I told my girl, I said, let's throw on a robe. We don't want to freak her out. Let's just get everybody comfortable with one another.
You're like, let's throw on a robe and not be naked when we answer the door.
Yeah, basically, because we were butt naked, going fucking crazy. She hits me, and I'm like texting her back naked. I'm like, all right, she's coming over. Let's get dressed a bit.
Get her, put a robe on.
Get her comfortable.
I love that was getting dressed when she comes over. We'll make her comfortable, so we'll put a robe on. We won't be naked when she walks in.
I
that's so considerate.
I couldn't tie a tie at the time. I was a bit too high, so I was just like, robe it is.
Yeah. I didn't think you need to wear a bow tie, but I get it.
I can't even tie a bow tie.
And who can?
I grew up. I was like, bow ties was for like scientists and like Nation of Islam.
Yeah,
suddenly
exactly.
It's fucking
dude,
cool.
I get it. It's not cool. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we come back even more Rude Jude.
So she comes over. I'm going down on her. I'm going down on her, and she comes.
Because you know how to go down on her. Because it's your job.
One is
great at it.
And I'm 18. And it's 18
years
deep.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I was like, I said, my girl just learned how to do it. Do you want her to try? Because she was like, I don't want to. I'm too old to be having threesomes. I was like, well, okay, fine. We'll just. My girl will watch in the corner.
Right.
And
so your girl did.
She can just be turned on. And she was like, I was like, do you want my girl to try? And she was like, yeah, sure. And then my girl comes over and starts going down on her. And then,
how's she doing with that oral? Is she getting better at it?
Look, let me tell you something. Her dick sucking game is fucking nanas.
Huh. Okay.
Yes, her dick sucking game is nuts.
What is that? I need you to explain to me what makes her good at dick sucking. Give me why it's different than any other dick
look,
sucker.
Man, she loves me. She loves me. But, and I love her.
Yes.
And no I doubt. Eat pussy like I love her. But I also love eating pussy.
Yeah, I could eat it. I could suck. If I suck a dick, they're going to think I love their dick. Like, that's how you got to do it.
She sucks dick like she loves that shit. She sucks dick like my fucking grandma makes pasta. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's like, she sucks dick. Like, it's like home cooking.
Yeah.
Like, she's on that shit. And she has angles. She's got this angle where she side spoons me, where her head is like, is like sideways on my belly,
uh-huh.
And she just can get the whole fucking thing in, and she's just going ham on it.
That's a good way to do it.
And she's got you know how everyone's got a different texture mouth? So she's got this really smooth mouth. It's like she's.
Everyone has a different. No, I don't know that everyone has a different texture mouth.
Everyone's got different texture, everything.
So every mouth that goes over your penis feels different?
Not everyone, but like, yeah, there's some mouths feel better than others.
Wow.
Like,
do you think it's just because their technique is better and they're not allowing their teeth or they're like, like what makes it, it's their tongue?
Like some people have smoother skin than other people.
Yeah. I never thought about the inside of the mouth being.
Yeah, so like the inside
I think like moist is moist. Wet is wet.
You've never had a dick feel different than another dick?
Mm.
Like the skin of someone's dick feel different than the skin of someone's other dick,
or
even the way his erection is.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
A little
softer, but it was more like the
harder.
Mouth. Like I feel like my interpretation of men getting blowjobs are not like, oh, well, this mouth is a little bit more like damp than this other one, or wetter, or like softer, or fuzzy. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's bumpier.
Yeah, like
kind of like a fleshlight.
Some people have a rougher tongue.
Rougher tongue.
Shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So she's got like, her mouth is made for fucking oral. And this was her the second pussy she ate, or third pussy she ate.
Yeah.
And she was like, she's nice. I'm looking back. I'm like, damn, girl, you going. Like they're both really into it. And I'm like, they're really going in.
Were they
in.
69ing or were they?
No, she was just going on her. And then they went back and forth on each other. And that's.
And you were watching.
I was watching.
But without an erection.
No, my dick was hard.
Okay.
See, it can get hard.
I believe it can.
You got to understand, by the time the prostitute got there, I had been high for fucking like 12 hours straight.
Yeah, right.
Like, my body was pretty dead. My body was like, dude,
oh, the night before.
Late.
The prostitute the night before. Okay.
Yeah, by the time the hooker got there, we'd been high for all day.
Yeah, no, I get it, dude. I understand. If I was high all day, I wouldn't even be hard for a hooker. So listen.
Yes.
So this girl comes over. She's there, and then she sleeps over. What happened? So they're going down
on
each other. You're watching.
On each other.
Do you have your phone in your hand? Are focused? Okay.
Phones? No. No, not at all.
I don't know. Like, you're into it. Okay.
The only time I fucking used my phone was literally I was just getting head the other day. I said, can I tape this and send it to my girl so she can watch you suck my dick?
And she said,
she was like, yeah, that's the only time I've ever done that. I'm usually in the moment. That was a few days ago.
Dude, okay. So since this whole weekend.
I get a lot of pussy.
You get a lot of pussy.
Yeah.
You actually texted me yesterday. I sucked with two what did you say yesterday? I love that your text. I'm like, hey, Jude, what's up? You're like, want a tape? I also had sex with two. Fuck, what'd you say? Here's the point. So she gave you, hold on, doesn't matter.
Well, we broke out that thing, the Nova.
Okay. You broke out the Nova.
We broke out the Nova. The We Vibe Nova.
Okay.
And that was like the showstopper.
So what, how, okay, so the Nova, you have to see, you guys, it is so fucking cool. So it goes inside and in external, internally, externally. So you put it inside of, who used it, who zoomed who?
So first, we're going to give them code names.
That's a good idea.
We'll say my girlfriend's name is Candy. Even though it's like, sounds like a real trashy name. Anyway, my girlfriend's name is Candy, and my old school fuck buddy's name is
Sandy.
So Sandy does it to Candy first, and she's busting.
Right away, busting.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's crazy.
It's a hot vibrator. When they made this, it was so cool because it has the clitoral stimulation on the outside. Like, these are kind of like the rabbit vibrator style, but it's dual stimulation is what I'm saying. So
it's
cool,
better.
Though, because this one doesn't ever leave your clitoris. Like, it goes, the little thing, like in the rabbit, if you're going in and out, like you're fucking yourself with it, the thing would leave your, but this doesn't lose contact. I have it in here too. This doesn't lose contact with the clitoris.
It looks
ever.
Like for people.
How do you explain it?
It looks like a gang sign.
You said you're like the Italian gang sign.
It looks like a Mamma Mia. It looks like when someone's doing the Mamma Mia
right.
shit. But or like
what you doing?
Or it's like if someone's throwing up Crip. Like it looks like someone's throwing up Crip, but then just turn it sideways and you throw it in the vagina.
That's it.
So they're straight up. They're throwing gang signs in each other's pussy
right.
with that shit. And so. Now it's Sandy's turn.
Okay.
Sandy comes. So Sandy doesn't stop coming. She just keeps coming and coming
from the Nova. Okay.
To the point where my girl is like, come hold this vibrator. I'm getting tired. So I come in and hold the vibrator and she keeps coming. I'm like, dude, you're insatiable. It was like after like 15 minutes.
Yeah,
of
you
her,
could come so many. I could come like a million times.
Yo,
I could come 50 times.
Yo, it's great. That's why I told my girl like you can only use it like once. Like we're not. I don't want you to ruin your fucking.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Get
I don't
ruined.
Know, dude. Like if you watch
does
too much
your
porn,
penis
it's
get
bad.
Ruined from getting too many blowjobs or jacking off too much. Do you still masturbate? If
your
do you
penis
people come over every
penis,
night.
It is bad to watch too much porn.
It is
so,
bad
yeah.
to watch too much porn. So but it's not going to get broken. It might get broken.
It may be desensitized.
Here's the thing. Toys are not the same challenge around. I mean,
says
I think it's good to mix
selling
it up.
Toys.
I'm not only selling toys. Dude, you know what? It's the thing is that, like, I just fucking love toys. Like, I don't feel like it's a. I just think it makes most sex better. I think it's an enhanced. It's not better. It's an enhancement. It's something different. It's like if you could go out and get ice cream, and sometimes you might just want the vanilla, but then sometimes you're like, I'm going to put a sprinkle on. I'm going to put
agree.
Some. You're just like, hey, your dick doesn't vibrate. It doesn't duly stimulate. Why is that a bad thing to feel?
No. I'm not. Yeah. When I saw that shit, it changed my mind. I was like, that shit is fucking hot. And I was like.
Oh, you had never. Wait. Back
I
up.
I don't use.
This was the first time.
I don't use.
Oh, no wonder why you were like flipping.
I don't
I guess
use
I should
sex
remember
toys.
That most people don't. So it was hot. And you could just, you don't have to do anything.
here, it's like me.
It was like a threesome, but you didn't even have to be there because maybe, I mean, you might want to be there, but me not using it's like outsourcing.
Can I say this? Yeah, it's like me using a sex toy is like if like I'm a camper and I got to use some GPS shit to find out where the fucking where I am on my phone. Like no. That. Like I want to be able to get the job done without a toy. So okay. Like I just and then I got so used to getting the job done without a toy, I just stopped. I just didn't use them. And then you gave them all to me, and I was like, all right, well, fuck it, we'll try. And then I was like, whoa, they're going fucking ham off this fucking toy. Like they're going
what's
crazy.
Ham? Explain that to people.
Hard as a motherfucker.
Right. Okay, got it.
They're going hard as a motherfucker off the.
You're
off
saying you had toys before, and then you had to get rid of them. Did you just say that?
No. Like I've had toys, right. But I've never really used them.
Okay. I know, because it's just something different. It's kind of like having a threesome without another person. Or yeah, it's just like different sensations, vibrations. I get it. But you love this, watching this, and they liked it.
And the other thing is like, look, my dick game's good, my mouth game's good, but this is just one more wrinkle. Like it's like if you're playing basketball, it's just one more move. It's okay. Like, hold up, let me break
this out. Exactly, but don't we want to have a lot of different tools because people get so bored with their sex lives? That's why you have zero time to get bored with your sex life because it's changing every day.
Yeah.
But for most of my listeners, it's like they're doing the same thing over and over again in the same position, missionary style, in their bedroom, looking at that same dirty laundry in the corner and like staring at the ceiling, pretending they were with someone else or they weren't having sex. So to add something, even just using like a few drops of lube or like, you know, talking dirty even could be something different. But most couples forget and they get kind of stale.
I just loved it. Yeah. My thing is like, I think I was telling you that, like, I just love my shit. Like, I'm a therapist. I just want to hear the shit you're the most ashamed of, and it gets me super hard, and then we can both heal together. I can get really aroused from the things that you hate about
from
yourself.
Pain? Yes. From my suffering?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. I can get really hard from your suffering.
Huh. Is that, you're saying that's what you do with women or with them that night?
With women and
them. Just tell me in general.
Because a lot of times there's guilt attached to that suffering. Because there's pleasure attached to the suffering.
For you, is that what it is? Sort of like a...
I can relate to it because I was raised in a really fucked up way. So I can relate to that darkness. Mm-hmm. And I'm turned on by that darkness.
Yeah, I want to know where everyone suffers when I meet them. I don't believe people who don't suffer. I'm always like, where's your pain?
Yeah, and it's like, so me, it's like... Your pain makes my penis harder.
So
like,
you sat and had like group therapy with the three of them?
Yeah, we're talking in general. We're just saying like the nastiest shit we did, like stuff that we're just fucking. Like,
when you were having sex, you're one time I robbed a bank.
I was like, tell me.
Fuck me harder.
No. It would be like this one time, like I fucking, like I, yeah, this one time I played, paid, I was coming home drunk and I paid a prostitute to blow me in a fucking, in a.
Oh, you feel shame about that?
And
stuff.
I just tell nasty stories. Okay, you know what I mean? Dirty, like just dirty stories.
Like when I think of suffering, I feel like, like self-loathing and shit. You're just saying crazy shit.
I'm just saying shit.
You're not going deep here. You're just saying shit you've done that's fucked up.
No, it gets pretty dark, but I don't want to bum out your listeners.
You can never do that. You excite them and delight them.
I'm like, tell me about like the first time you came and shit. And a lot of times it's like when they're fucking children and they're doing nasty
shit. Dude, 1 in 16, not to bring this down, but 1 in 16 women's first sexual experience was rape. It was in the paper yesterday. It's a new study.
I think it's even more than that. And
did you just lose your erection?
No. That would.
That would give you an erection.
Yes. And
oh, wow. This is going to be a field day. 1 out of 60 women will have a dark story for you. My difference is that, like, I look at all these like excited, crazy things I've done, but I don't look at sex. I haven't done as much dark, depressing sex as you have. That's sort of been your coping mechanism.
Well, not just that.
I read your book. I've watched your YouTube video about your dark things.
Yeah. So you like I've been to some dark places.
Right. My dark is different than your dark.
Yeah.
But we've all had darkness.
Yeah, we've all had dark, and I just want to hear about your dark. That's it. That's all. I just want to hear about your dark. And a lot of times people, they have these mixed feelings attached to their dark.
Yeah.
And they act out because of that.
Yes, and true. We are all acting out because of things that happened to us in our childhood.
So if you tell me you're quote unquote dark and I accept you for it.
Yeah, then we feel safe.
I'm accepting.
Do you know
all
that when women feel safer sexually, or I guess anybody, but this has mostly been about women, that they're more likely to enjoy sex, have more orgasms, be more chill.
Yes.
Okay, so
my technique works.
Tell me about your technique. Oh,
that
technique.
Whole thing. It's like, tell me what you feel bad about. I accept you. We're closer. It's intimate, and I'm turned on by it. I'm turned on by the fact that you're telling me your intimate stories.
Yeah, that's that. I get that. So is that what happened? Okay?
They were doing that. Yeah, they were doing all of that, and they were busting like crazy. And your sex toys were big hits.
What else? I only gave you this one. Oh, the doggy style strap. But you used that with someone else.
I use that with someone else.
See, this is the other thing. You're like, this is the ass. I use the doggy style. I love getting your text. The doggy style strap from Sport Sheets. You thought it made sex better, worse, hotter?
The doggy style strap. You saw the girl. You saw the side of her
I did.
The size of her ass.
Right.
It is a big fucking ass.
Yeah. Like, it was a nice ass. How'd you find this one so weak?
I've been fucking her for 4 years, 5 years.
You have such a roster. I mean, how do you do? Is it all scheduled ahead of time, or you leave work? You're like, who do I want to fuck tonight?
They hit me up. And it's like, it's a combination of women like to keep their numbers down and like.
Who? What women?
There's a lot of women that will go back to a guy that's whack in bed because they want to keep their numbers down
but
and they're comfortable with
them. Who cares the fuck about the numbers? Do you know that's the silliest thing? Only if you're not enjoying the sex, it's not consensual, you don't have to tell anyone how many people you slept with. I think that's what it is. I think the women who believe that they keep their number down are not having satisfying sex, are holding themselves back from what they really want, and they know that one day a guy's going to say to them, so how many dudes have you slept with? And then she's going to be like, oh, and everyone lies. They cut it in half and add 10 or something. That's what they say. You cut it in half and... Yeah. Who fucking counts anyway? And also, you can tell your partner you don't want to answer that question. You just say, hey, I'm just focused on the sex we're having. Like, that's what you say. I think that question never goes well, because why else would you keep your number down? Do you know what I'm saying?
I'd never ask. I don't give a fuck.
I feel like that's something when you're like 20s or something.
Yeah, it's your 20s. Once you're like older, it's like, but like the thing is like, so it's women come back to me because they're comfortable with me and I try hard.
You try hard to please them.
Yeah, I focus on...
What do you want, though? Do you think this is something you... I'm going to use your words here, that you feel like you're getting old and...
I got a girlfriend, though.
I know, but every night, like, do you leave here? Like, how do you... Do you have plans ahead of time? Do you enjoy having... Do you want to have sex every night? Do you, pretty
much? Some days I'm really horny. Other days I'm chilling. I've found that I don't sleep with as many women now that I have a girlfriend.
But, like, four since she left this week.
What's that?
You've slept with like four women since
she left. No, I don't think four.
You said yesterday I had sex with two hookers and a something.
She was there for a few of them.
You said
she was there for a few of them. That was what I was saying. It was like that was us together, and then
I know you've had a good time.
More.
Thank you for this update. How about the lube? Did you use the lube?
We didn't need the lube.
You don't need the lube.
We didn't need
the lube. It's not about need. That's the other thing. Lube enhances it.
We didn't need the lube because we had the stories.
Did you put the dark stories for the lube? Give me a dark story. One of the stories.
No way. It's too intimate.
Oh, it's private.
It's too intimate. That's how dark it is.
It's dark. It's just crazy shit they've done. That's not dark. We have different interpretation of it.
I think we're splitting hairs.
I think we are.
you're sitting here fucking sharpshooting me.
I don't know why I'm fucking doing that.
Why are you sharpshooting me on fucking every word I'm using?
I don't know. I am.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been doing it the whole fucking interview. I call someone a prostitute. You're like, it's a...
Because people are very, like, judgy and trying to be sex positive and, you know, like,
you know
that's
what?
All.
Those are the people that aren't even using fucking prostitutes. I'm the one that's giving them fucking money and not judging them.
I'm not judging you. I just wasn't, yeah. Okay.
I support hookers. I actually pay them.
Dude, I have a responsibility here.
I do too, to help pay hookers.
You have no responsibility on your show. You can say whatever the fuck you want. And I pretty much say whatever the fuck I want, but I'm not judgmental. I'm kind.
Do you think I'm judgmental?
No, I think you're not. I'm not either. We're not. This is why we're the same.
And here's the other thing.
We have a lot in common being
friends. I refuse to have somebody dictate what words I can and cannot use and what words are in
fashion.
You're
right. You're right. I mean.
And that doesn't mean that I don't feel a certain way about them. Like, that's why, real talk, that's why porn chicks and hookers like to fuck me on purpose.
Because why?
Because I don't judge them, nor do I try to change them. They're not worried about what words I use. It's somebody that's not even involved that's sitting over here trying to control me, tell me what words I can use.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I understand. So that's why you mostly go toward, because there's kind of the non, you're not going to judge each other.
Yeah.
And it's not committal. Like, you don't have to have responsibility attached to it. It's just like a, and I think that for many people, we are very like the girls who don't want to get their numbers up or they're attached. Like sex can be an experience.
Yeah.
And like a night, like I went to a movie tonight. Oh, I had a gangbang tonight.
I'm like, the same,
like there was an event.
You can tell. You can tell me. You can tell me whatever you want to do, and I accept you for that. I accept you as a person.
You would do anything, right? Has there ever been anything where you're like, ugh, not going to do that?
There's the only time that I'm not into something is like if my girl was like, I had a train ran on me by fucking 10 dudes and was totally into it, I'd be like, cool, that's fucking hot. But if you got like fucking talked into it and then manipulated,
if it wasn't consensual,
yeah, or it's not.
She was
consensual is one thing. If you consent verbally but don't really want to do it and you're just doing it for someone to like you, that turns me off.
Of course.
That turns
me
off.
No one should be having sex. In fact, people aren't going to like you more when you have sex against your will. When you have sex against, if you don't really want to do it.
Yeah, but
I really need people to understand that sex can be something that you really want to do and that you're into, but just it'll you got to figure out your own body. Women don't know. I know the women you're with, perhaps a lot of women don't know what they want.
No.
Did we talk about this? You've been with women who don't know, right?
Yeah. And that's why I'm like, get to know what you want. Play with yourself, touch yourself, get to know yourself. And even with this whole the word consensual, if you say you're down, that's consent. Now, maybe deep in your heart, you're not down.
But figure that out.
I'm not a fucking mind reader. It's up to you. Like, I can't
read. I'm speaking to a lot of women, and this is the journey that women have to go on,
but
they don't fucking know what they want.
Because I know.
They've just been thinking about what men want. And
say
so
no
I
then.
Think if you, or what anyone else wants. And it is a path for many women just to like be like, what do I want in bed? What makes me feel the sexiest? What makes me feel good? And that comes from masturbating and taking care of yourself. I have to convince women to masturbate
Ladies, masturbate.
They don't do it. I'm like, you have to.
Hey,
yeah,
ladies,
like figure it out. It's
touch
good for
yourself.
Your health. It's good for your skin.
Yeah, it is. It's good for
PMS.
It's good for stress.
The best friggin' the best stress reliever is knocking one out.
Yeah.
All the time when I'm stressed, I'm like, I have an orgasm today. I'm like, oh, reset, better. I have this vibrator on my neck. These are our new necklaces. They're
those
not
are
out
cute.
Yet. Look, it's so fucking powerful. Check this out. It says meditate, masturbate, manifest. I have a line of. Do you want one?
Yeah. Okay. You know what I'm going to use that one for?
No,
you
tell me.
I got to go to New York, and there's a woman that I see that I used to sleep.
You have women, a woman in every port.
I got a lot of women.
So New York. We're going to be in New York at the same time.
And this is like, we go way back. Me and this
more
woman.
More than 18 years?
Like 10, over 12, 13
years. And in between
years.
You seeing them, do you have to like text them? And
no. She got married, had some kids, going through a divorce.
But like, so just. When you're like, I'm in New York.
She hit me up. She's like, hey, what's up, man? I'm going through a divorce. I was like,
oh, me in New York.
I was like,
so
well,
nice.
I'm in New York.
I used
New
to
York
have that.
Let's,
I gotta
let's
be honest.
Catch up.
I had
yeah.
that in New York and LA for a while and San Francisco where I was living. But I don't anymore. I need a rotation.
And here's the other thing.
It shouldn't be that hard. Just focus on it.
You got a couple all here in LA and Detroit if you want. You know what I'm saying?
Detroit.
You
going home for Thanksgiving?
I might be. I might be.
I am.
It's, And back to this woman, like, to your point, like, she was in this marriage where this guy nagged her the whole time.
How long were they together?
Like 10 years. And
okay.
she outperformed him, and he resented her.
Okay.
And he was negative to her. So I just wanted.
Well, I'm glad you're there. You sound like you have so much love to give.
I want to make her, like,
so much love,
remind
so much
her
sex
she's
to
a
give.
Woman. Like,
I
yo,
know.
Dude, like, fucking claim your womanhood.
Yeah, I got it, dude. You're a good man, Jude. We got to wrap up. This was awesome.
It's been a pleasure.
I have to go do radio.
Go do you some radio,
I'm gonna
girl.
Sit over there where you're sitting.
All right, let me get out of your way. System.
Okay, thanks right. for being here. Love you, man. All right, guys, thanks for listening to the show, supporting the show all these years, for rating it, giving it 5 stars wherever you listen, sharing it with a friend or anyone you know who needs this advice. Come on, we all need a little bit of sex information, right? And thanks to my awesome team, Ken, Kristen, Elisa, Michelle, producer, Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.